Sales of phrasebooks are falling fast.
The phrasebook had looked so helpful. When Eric Newby, a writer, set out to walk in the Hindu Kush in 1956, he knew he would be visiting places no Englishman had seen since 1891. Nonetheless, he was hopeful of communicating. In his bag, he carried Notes on the Bashgali Language, a phrasebook published in Calcutta in 1902. Opening it one afternoon in the high Himalayas, his hopes faded. Whereas most guidebooks explain how to order a small glass of red wine or a coffee, this offered phrases of more opaque utility. In a ashtul pamich a manchi mrisht wariam, ran one, which it explained meant, I saw a corpse in a field this morning. That was followed by tutot baglo piltia, thy father fell into the river. E non angor I, tu ta duts angor I have 9 fingers, you have 10. And yachit butu tu jalom, I have an intention to kill you. Some struck a more conversational tone, such as tu chi sebis gurbiti, how long have you had a goiter? But on the whole, the book left him with a disturbing impression of Bashgali life. Newby's Guide was an eccentric but by no means unique example of a neglected literary genre, the phrasebook. These began in antiquity, gathered pace with medieval pilgrimages, and flourished in the age of empires and later of aeroplanes. Once they were essential. Now the internet and machine translation are rendering them obsolete. Figures from Nielsen Book Research, a market research firm, show that sales in Britain have fallen by 40% in 3 years. The phrasebook is dying. Few readers will mourn them. The conversations they mapped out rarely ran so smoothly in life as on the page, but for historians they are invaluable. Newby thought his phrasebook was revealing about the Bashgalis. In truth, such books reveal much more about their English-speaking authors. To sift through old phrasebooks is to study an unparalleled source on the assumptions made by Britons abroad. It is an archaeology of othering. 2 things quickly become clear. The first is that travel was seen as a troublesome, even perilous pursuit. The other is that the now familiar form of the genre, books offering sentences that are practically and predictably useful, took some time to develop. The 1900 English-Welsh phrasebook, for the use of travellers and students, offers Have You Any Apples? And Where Is the Butter Market? Before adding the more unexpected, They Have Cut Off His Arm. The savour of national stereotypes can be tasted on almost every page. J.B. Leake's 1928 English-Italian Conversation Handbook shows that Italy has long been seen as a land of aesthetic indulgence. A section on hair care, shave my mustachio, kindly twist up my mustachio, a little pomade on my mustachio, follows a lengthy section on food. Give me a bottle of red wine, of white wine, of claret, of burgundy, it runs. Give me some brie cheese, some camembert, some gruyere.